The news came in the form of the Bureau's monthly employment reports for August. Georgia's unemployment rate jumped from 8.1%, up from 7.7% in July. Speaking yesterday, Governor Nathan Deal expressed disbelief at the numbers.
These are surveys and estimates that the Labor Department is putting out. Every year since I've been governor, they have had to come back and adjust downward their estimates.
The State Department of Labor says Georgia added nearly 25,000 jobs in August and that initial unemployment claims dropped 27% from July. In a statement, Commissioner Mark Butler said given those numbers, the higher unemployment rate is, quote, questionable. Deal accused the Labor Bureau of playing politics.
It's ironic that in a year in which Republican governors are leading some of the states that are making the most progress, that they almost without exception are classified as having a bump in their unemployment rates.
Last month, the Labor Bureau ranked Georgia with the second highest unemployment in the 50 states and District of Columbia. Deal's Democratic opponent in the race for governor, State Senator Jason Carter, says the governor is looking for excuses.
Just last month, the governor said, no, they understood where it was. They had this whole theory about why, and this month, there's a whole new theory.
Georgia State economist Rajiv Dewan, like many other economists, insists unemployment is a bad gauge for the strength of the economy.
When you see unemployment insurance claims dropping like a rock, which is a good thing, and you see people spending money on other issues, other things, going out and eating, it is not a sign of a collapsing economy.
23 other states and the District of Columbia also saw their unemployment increase last month. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.